From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, August 27th, 2020. The Maine CDC announced today that the state's capacity to test for the COVID-19 virus is quadrupling to 25,000 tests a week. Maine Commissioner of Health and Human Services Jean Lambrew says that's thanks to a partnership with Westbrook-based IDEX US to establish a mobile testing lab now stationed in Augusta. CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says testing volumes have already been increasing rapidly and that the state will not change its testing guidelines, even though the U.S. CDC has made a change. Shah says in Maine, people who think they may have been exposed to the virus should get tested, even if they don't have symptoms. Meanwhile, today, the CDC reports 87 cases of COVID-19 have now been linked to a wedding in Millinocket on August 7th. Dr. Nirav Shah says the cases reflect the secondary and tertiary levels of infection, as the disease has been passed well beyond those actually at the wedding, to include cases appearing at the York County Jail and a nursing home. Overall, the state is also reporting an increase of 25 in the number of COVID-19 cases logged since the pandemic hit here, bringing that total to 4,414. The death toll remains at 132. And Maine Governor Janet Mills has issued an executive order that she says is designed to assure that Mainers will be able to safely cast their votes in the November election. Mal Leary has details.
Under the order, Mainers will have until October 19th to apply to register to vote by mail, adding nearly a week to the October 13th deadline set out in the law. Clerks will also get more time to process absentee ballots, which is something they told Secretary of State Matt Dunlap they needed.
We sat down with a bunch of town clerks and asked for their feedback on some of the July changes, and you see the adjustments reflected here.
The order also sets out safety procedures at polling places and authorizes secure drop boxes for absentee ballots to be returned after hours. Dunlap says the state will use federal funds to provide financial assistance for municipalities to purchase the boxes. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In weather tonight, we'll have skies clearing with lows in the 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds in the north, partly sunny south with highs in the mid-60s to the high 70s. And on Saturday, rain and clouds except for some morning sun in the north, highs in the 60s. And at 16 minutes before 6 o'clock, you're listening to Maine Public Radio. I'm Nora Flaherty. In early August, Unity College made some big changes. It laid off dozens of faculty and staff and announced a transition away from a traditional four-year residential model to, quote, hybrid learning. The college says it's seeing record fall enrollment, and administrators say the new model will provide more flexibility and make Unity more financially accessible. But the layoffs and other changes have upset many alumni and community members and prompted several students to withdraw from the school completely. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Delana Kerwin says she fell in love with Unity College almost as soon as she arrived.
There was just a sense of like a community around the campus. You know, they had all this outdoor space. There were trails all over. It almost seemed like a safe haven, if that makes sense, for people who love nature and people who just want to be outside and want to make a difference.
Kerwin, who's from Pennsylvania, came to Unity last fall to major in conservation biology and captive wildlife care and education. But she says she was devastated to find out earlier this month about the school's planned change to a hybrid model, and that Unity's Board of Trustees had authorized leadership to explore selling assets, including its campus. She says she was even more heartbroken to learn that dozens of the college's faculty and staff were let go, including professors with whom she'd grown close.
I had so many questions. I was like, you know, what does this mean? Like, I don't live in Maine, so I'm like, how am I supposed to go to these classes? What is going to happen?
She sat in on meetings with administrators explaining the new approach, but she says that didn't help much.
I think it was like halfway through the meeting, I was like, I'm withdrawing. Like, I can't do this. I can't be a part of a decision that's not even worked out the details of yet.
Several other students say they've also withdrawn in the wake of the announcement. Just this week, several alumni and community members signed a letter calling on the college's president to resign. Gilbert Dorr, who just finished his sophomore year, says finances played a part in his decision to leave. He says while tuition was reduced as part of the change, he also says he received less financial aid, which he says made it appear that going back could prove to be more expensive.
I grew up, you know, in an area that didn't have too much money, so private loans aren't really an option for me either. Like, that was a bit frustrating as well. Even if the hybrid format did work for me, I just don't foresee myself being able to afford it.
Unity President Melick Peter Corey acknowledges that some people have been dissatisfied with the college's recent decisions, but he says that's been caused by misinformation on social media. Corey stresses that students will still be able to receive face-to-face instruction once the college eventually reopens when it's deemed safe, and he expects the move to a hybrid model will save the average student about $5,000 in tuition. And Corey points out that Unity's total enrollment is actually at record levels this fall, though traditional residential enrollment has fallen by about a third.
We are looking at how the future students want to be educated. If the students want to do it face-to-face, we will offer that. But we also have to be mindful that many students can't afford that privileged four-year experience anymore, where they take five classes, they're on a campus for 9 months, and to put their life on hold.
Corey notes that the college is also seeing more students from a range of diverse backgrounds. The changes have already made a difference for 22-year-old Christelle Kipley from Minnesota. She says she'd wanted to go to Unity for years, but the cost and travel had long been barriers. So when she learned a few weeks ago that she could take classes online instead, she enrolled for the fall.
Being so far away and living on campus, not having a car, and not having money to deal with that was the biggest thing that stopped me from going. So having it be affordable now is just great.
In the wake of the college's changes, several alumni have launched a fundraiser to assist laid-off staff and faculty, people that they say helped to shape the Unity campus's closely knit community. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock. I'm Nora Flaherty.